to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the male performer of the year, Mr. Richard Avery.
Well, thank you. I am the best performer in this room.
In this room. I don't know about that.
On my block.
So in 118 episodes,
I've won lots of awards.
We've been doing this so fucking long. You know what we've never had on the show and we don't do? A male talent on to talk about being a male talent. Now, girls can talk about how they fuck all the time, what it's like.
We
on
get
sex,
that a lot.
But we never hear from the guy's point of view.
And the poor guy and how he suffers.
Exactly. And all these guys think that they want to get into porn. I have a big dick. Let me get into porn.
So, everybody who's listening, get their tissue out because there's a lot of tears that are going to be shed today.
There's going to be some crying.
So
today, my guest is male performer, male talent, stunt cock, if you will, whatever we call the dudes.
Dude. Bro.
Mr. Ryan Driller.
Yep.
So what do you prefer your title to be?
Dude.
I don't care.
As long as the check cashes?
As long as I get to come and play, I'm happy.
It's like I would say, as long as your name is spelled right and the check clears, that's how you work.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Even then, they'll give me a little leniency at my bank since they know. They're like, you have a complicated name. We get it.
So no, do you consider yourself male talent, male performer, an actor, a porn performer?
Yeah, I mean, I'll use all of it. I'll even use the taboo porn star just because it's at least recognized. Like, people understand what that means.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I'm not trying to be humble. It's like, oh no, I'm not a star, so please just call me a performer, a talent. It's just one of those, like, how many bumper stickers are up on Hollywood Boulevard right now that just say, like, oh, porn star, Hollywood,
da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Like, it's just as much of a joke.
Well, so we did an episode here a year or two ago with I have a website, pornstarlifecoach.com.
Okay.
Give a plug here. And I did a podcast series, and one of the days we had a host, Phoenix Marie.
Yeah.
We did a show with a few girls here. I can't remember the exact girls, but we did. Sophie D was here, I think, Rena Sky, a couple others. And Andy Sandemus, I think. And we did a show about what makes a porn star.
Right.
And we had this roundtable discussion. And the ultimate thing came down to was longevity, consistency, and kind of not being an idiot.
Right. I'll absolutely give any of those. And it's like, I mean, you look at stars on mainstream. It's like, what idiots on Bachelorette right now or whatever. It's kind of like, okay, they still get a star credit just because. Kardashian, she's not doing shit, but she's still a star in the eye of a lot of things. So,
it's just a label.
It is a label. I mean, I'll half critique a lot of the kids that come in. They've shot one half-assed Bang Bros scene that probably was actually one of the ones that failed, and they never had a face. And it's like, oh, I'm a porn star, and you're like, no,
yeah,
not really.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you get called out at the grocery store or something like that, maybe we'll talk about you then. But until then, I just
always believe that any title or any label has to be earned.
Yes.
Like I always tell people, when I started directing, I used to tell people, don't call me the director until I'm about 3 or 4 projects into it. In the meantime, just call me director in training. I just felt like...
I love, because on paperwork, I'll have girls come through and it's... Most of the guys do the correct thing of just put, what's your job description? Talent.
Right.
Done. That's it. Some girls put model. I had one girl the other day put on hers porn star. And I was like, and she was like, maybe had done 15 scenes.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was cute that her job title, porn star. And I was like, wow. And she was totally genuine about it. Like, not like ego, not like I'm a porn star. And she goes, well, what else should I put? And I'm like, oh, you're so cute and sweet and nice. So let's talk. So you have the job that every man wants and
it's true.
Not every man can do.
That's even more so true.
Hell, half the male talent can't do. I love you guys. I love you all if you're listening. I'm not talking about you.
Longevity. That's how I got my job is, hey, we need you to fill in. We need somebody to come in. That's how you get in.
So we got to ask the question. So what are the tips and secrets?
Oh, I hadn't even gotten to that part of my list.
I'll shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go more. Let's start off with the lifestyle. You live a certain lifestyle now where you have to keep yourself in shape. You have to keep yourself healthy so that you can go onto a set and fuck for a period of time in a decent manner. and ejaculate and be done and do your job. How does that affect your life? What's your life? What are you doing later? Do you get to go off and party and have fun? Do you, how is
do you have
your
to
life
a lot
affected?
Of rest in between?
Yeah, no, how is your life affected by your
is
job?
It, is it all about power naps?
I mean, I am a machine and always have been. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't have a lot of tips there. Like my life hasn't necessarily changed in the last 15 years in terms of what I do. Like, I have always gone and worked out, but it hasn't been like for the six-pack abs and the 34-inch biceps and the veiny neck or anything. It was like...
He's got a 34-inch
I have no
biceps.
Idea. I don't measure anything. I don't even know what I weigh.
I wish I had a 34-inch waist. Haven't had one of those in a while.
It's been a little while. But no, I was like, I wanted to be able to go hike. I wanted to be able to go kayak. I wanted to be able to go skiing or snowboarding and not get winded like walking up the stairs. So I've always worked out for that.
You're always active.
I've always been active. I mean, I live at the base of Runyon now, so and I have a yellow lab that needs to get out and burn some energy too. So I hit Runyon every day.
I'm jealous.
Now the nice thing and kind of it's changing. I am noticing that it's changing now because when I got in only 8 years ago, so I'm still pretty new in this game. As everything's been changing so vastly with it, but it definitely didn't matter what the guys looked like so long ago. And it's only kind of now starting to become like a real, like, no, they want the guys to be much more aesthetically appealing and not, no offense to Ron Jeremy. It's like, everybody knows that, but we're Vanna White without the pretty accent. Like,
I think
show the girl.
The difference was, I've been around adult for 25 plus years, and I just feel like back in the day, it was, the guys weren't just that important. It was a cock. It wasn't like,
no, exactly.
It's like almost like there was a guy in that? Like you just didn't even pay attention. And I think now more than ever, because we are a society that's built on looks and mm-hmm. youth, and it's big things that I think nowadays that is important. And I think as much as somebody wants to see a good-looking girl being fucked, they want to be like, oh, hope the guy's at least decent-looking and doesn't have a belly or whatever.
Right. Okay.
And or is ugly. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's just it makes the thing a little more pleasant to look at.
No, it definitely does. And like I said, it's changed. I remember when I came in, I was one of the very, very few pretty boys. And I would walk on set, and the girls would be in makeup, and it would be like, wait, like, who are you? Like, thinking, are you just, like, the driver? Are you the delivery guy? Are you, like, the neighbor kid? Like, what's going on?
I'm
like,
the neighbor kid.
I'm like, I'm Ryan Driller. And they're like, wait, you're talent? And I was like, yeah. And I'd hear, like, one girl in the back just like, fuck yeah, bitches, suck it. Like, I got the hot ones. Yeah, like, okay. Like,
I could see you just there going, I've got feelings, too. I'm not a piece of meat.
Like, I make that joke all the time. I'm like, we weren't objectifying.
But there was also, I'm just thinking about one of the first ones I knew, if you remember him back in the day. I don't know where he is now, but Julian was a good-looking guy back in the day. Julian. He had these crazy tattoos. He's built, rocked, and really good-looking guy. Worked for Wicked a lot. This is before your time. It was like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Before your time. But he was also like good, healthy, good-looking guy. I mean, like, but he was like, he was the same thing, though. Like, he was one of few.
Right.
You know?
And it was, I mean, with that, it came also like my castings had to be, or my scenarios and everything had to be pretty specific. Like, the girl had to seduce me. Yeah. The girl had, like, take advantage of me being the pool boy or the friend's neighbor. Like, it had to be one of those so that it wasn't just, as it was depicted or kind of relayed to me, like, if a guy was sitting at a bar and he was ogling a girl that he had a crush on there, and I came walking into the bar and walked up to her, it ruins the whole fantasy that he's building in his head because, of course, she's going to go with me in his mind. But if she's blackmailing me because I'm not cleaning the pool or I'm hanging out naked in the backyard or I'm flirting with her daughter too much or something, like, then it's, oh, of course she's going to flirt and hit on him. Like, she's the one taking advantage of him. Right. So I can get into this. So, or they just didn't show my face. And there's 100 scenes out there that my face is never shown in, and it's not POV scenes. It's just like
cut him out,
strategically cropped out.
Now you've been on mostly what I've seen you on with us is, or the companies I work with most are Wicked and Adam and Eve, and with Penthouse, and so those are more the couple friendly, the what you normally see on TV. You know, a lot of that type of stuff. It's very. It's porn, Don't get me wrong, but it's the nice porn. It's the pretty porn. Right. It's attractive people. And so I've always seen you on that type of stuff. So it wasn't when I was watching porn, I was watching the Red Light District and the Platinum X. And
you know,
it was all about just fucking. It didn't matter who the dude was. It was as long as I got a big dick and just fuck the chick in the ass, you got a scene. So that's what I've always seen you in is because the companies I work with are more the couple friendly.
Do you work with Kink and things like that?
I tried Kink. I'm not really...
You're too
a good
pretty.
Fit with most of the stuff. My mentality isn't quite, or persona isn't really quite there, either as a dominant or a submissive.
Right.
I can't really separate pain from sex or pleasure, so either giving or receiving. So, like, I did one bound gangbang, and because there were so many guys, I'm not going to say necessarily struggled through it. Like, if they wanted me kind of... being more aggressive with the girl, talking a lot of shit, all that kind of stuff. I could do it. I've got the good voice for it, but there was no boner.
Right.
Or I could be quiet and just kind of go into my little happy place and rail the shit out of her.
Right.
And like, I mean, I was one of the few that could handle like the double penetration stuff and get there, but it just wasn't really me there. I did all right with the foot fetish because I can Vanna White the shit out of anything. So... wasn't necessarily like, oh, I'm big into feet, but it was like, they don't gross me out. I'm totally fine with them. And I know that I'm supposed to just like play with that for ever and ever and ever until we move on to the next thing.
So, sorry, I don't know if I'm interrupting, but
sorry,
I have to
I had a question.
So every time we have porn stars on, mostly all females.
Right.
Someone asks you some of the same dumb questions I asked them. So like, when did you lose your virginity?
I lost it the Monday after prom, my senior year of high school.
With your girlfriend or just a girl? Or were you by yourself?
No, I was dating a few girls. So I went to prom with one girl. Should have lost it that night, but I'm an idiot. I mean, like after we drank all the beer in the place and watched the sunrise, it was okay. I'm going to go into bed. Are you coming? And like she crawled in a red thong only. And did that, like, wiggle. And I'm like, we're just supposed to be going to sleep. Even though I really want to do bad things, I have to be up in an hour to get to work. My boss forgot to tell me he gave me the day off because I was supposed to be in bed with her. And but then on Monday, I went to my swim team banquet, so I was still in my tuxedo, and I went to go hang out with another girl I was dating, and we were on the couch, started fooling around. And
let's do this.
It was one of those, like... yeah, you should put it in me. And I was like, really?
Should I?
Okay, let's do this.
And then what?
And then 45 minutes later, she's like, are you done yet? I don't know. I have a bad back. So like when guys always ask, like, oh, what's your tip for lasting forever? And I'm like, lasting forever? I'm going for gold the moment I come out of my pants. Like,
yeah.
I have a fucked up back. I'm missing 12 discs in my thoracic spine. So like when I lost my virginity, I had no feeling below my belly button.
Yeah.
As we were talking concerts earlier, like I went and saw, I forget what the actual name of it was, but I slept through Incubus.
I would too, actually.
On the ground.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I would too. They bore me.
It was just like, even though you had all the bass and everything going, I couldn't feel anything.
So you're 18, basically?
I was 17.
17, okay. Yeah. And then, and in college, were you active in college?
Oh, from that moment on, I was...
it all just went crazy.
The gates opened up. My nickname by Christmas was Man Whore. My mom gave me that.
Wow!
So, Man Whore, who are you going out with tonight? And it took me 10 minutes to answer. I was like, oh, fuck. Which one am I going out with?
Exactly. Was there ever, like, mom's friends type thing? Like, the older women coming over? You know, I want to see your son.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Where's little Ryan at?
Now you got it.
He's a strappy young boy.
I want to ask the question. So, what's the oldest woman you've been with?
You know, I don't know, 60s.
Really?
Like, I never really knew. I mean, like, I know it was like my boss. I thought was only a couple years older than me at the restaurant I used to work at. Yeah. And it turned out she was like 15 years older than I was. Yeah.
So you're bad with numbers.
Exactly. No, I just don't. I mean, I haven't aged since I was 17, to be totally honest.
You're 42, right?
Yeah. So it's one of those, like, they think I'm X age, and I just, whatever, you're hot, you look
I'm 20.
We got this going on.
Hey,
so, I know, I know that there was one woman I picked up, and it was the last woman I hooked up with before I actually took the jump into porn, and she was the third girl that I'd hooked up with in a row.
Wow.
That said... that should be on film, whatever. You should be teaching people. Like, you should go into porn. Like, that's right. Where you should be there. And we had to be quiet because her kids had to be up for elementary and middle school the next day.
Wow. So that was definitely a MILF.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah.
Just not so just, what's, I and then fuck, the d- dumb question,
because we're gonna, I'm going to ask no, these dumb good. Questions. I'm, so how, what's most, because I have my record, but what's the most times you fucked in a 24-hour period?
13.
Fuck, you beat my record.
Naked Tuesday.
Oh, dude, we used to have naked Sundays with my girlfriend. Yeah. Most we ever did was 7.
Yeah, oh no. My God, 13. I fucked, you know, both of you. I think I'm at like 3.
The most times I've come in one day were 17. The most times I've had sex were 13. And it was like, dude, the 17, I was just like bored. And like, I didn't necessarily start counting until after like number 5. I was like, wow, all right, I'm on a roll. Well, we should kind of see how much we can go for. And that was actually producing something.
Yeah, we used to have, yeah, I know.
Not
popping
powder. Just
yeah, not popping powder. Yeah. Kind of like, oh, I have that feeling, but nothing came out.
We
but
used no. to, yeah, my girl, this, I was a lot younger. My girlfriend and I, we went one Sunday, we were like, we're going for the record. And, yeah. You know, it was like, it was like this whole thing. All right, rest in between. All right, let's drink plenty of fluids. Like this whole thing. Okay, you ready again? No, let's just wait a little longer. Let's rest. It's, you know, and like, all right, let's go again. You know, and we tried to get this whole thing for 24 hours.
I mean, we
hours.
Just kept going. I had just got back into town. And I remember it was during that syphilis scare. Not scare, but like,
which welcome one? To the world of welcome pornography. World of porn.
Yeah. But a few years ago when everybody had to go get the penicillin shot or whatever. So it was like, before we reopen, everybody has to come in and you have to get this thing.
3 years ago.
Yeah. So I remember like that. In the middle of all of it, I was like, hold on, I got to go do this thing. So I was like, I got to get tested and I got to get the shot anyway. So I went and did that, came back, went for a few more rounds, went and got sushi because we figured we needed some sustenance. Went back a few more times after that, and it was like, what are we at? And it was like 13. It was like, should we? And like, already passed out.
We got a few more left. Wow.
Well, you brought up something earlier that everybody thinks it's just this fun thing of, oh, you get to have sex with the girl. We're talking about the good stuff. But you brought up a very key thing that kind of got snuck in there about, I can handle the double penetrations. Mm-hmm. Now, we have the idea the guys go in and think, what's your job? I get to have sex with a girl. Well, you get to have sex with a girl, but you usually have to have sex with a girl in front of a bunch of dudes, first off, because first that's off. Your crew.
Right.
Sometimes it's with another dude there. Then there's those uncomfortable times when it's uncomfortably close to the other dude there.
Right.
So double penetrations, all that kind of stuff. You've done it. You're cool with it. You're fine with it.
My thing is this, because I'm sure now it's no big deal, but in the beginning, being with another guy, fucking a girl, doing a three-way, was that tough for you? Was there?
I did in my personal life.
Oh, you did.
15
okay.
years ago.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of like on a whim. There was a lot of weed. There was a lot of vodka. I'll admit that. She was dating the both of us, but it was like, we got back. We were all hanging out with everybody, and everybody else like disappeared. And then all of a sudden, she was in the shower calling the two of us in there. And I literally had just put him in check, where it was like, I know you're also seeing her, and if you hurt her, I will not kill you. I will make you wish you were dead. And it's like, oh, she's now calling us both in the shower. Let's go. So,
so there was not, it's not.
So, I mean, that like, it broke down the barrier, I guess. And it, like, knowing how much it pleased her definitely was one of those like, all right, like, he and I aren't fucking one another. Like, we're both just doing her.
You're just stunt cocks. Yeah.
Like, we're able to like, we're like just one of her meek. Things just like, oh my God, I've never felt this full or like, I've never, like, yes, I get the best of everything. So I was like, okay, that's good there. Same with first threesome I had with two girls. It was, I mean, it terrified me forever because I'm like, I get confused with one set. Now you want to put in another? Like, fuck off. And then...
Yeah. Oh, to be young.
Opportunity just, presented itself and it happened.
I'm just jealous because you're so young and you get to do all these things. Because I always tell people, like, I got offered a three-way on my 50th and I turned it down.
I mean,
I was just like, no, I'm just too tired.
I mean, I can't say I'm now jaded and go, you know, the novelty's worn off a little bit because...
I'm sure you. It's. I'm sorry. You'd have to get a little jaded. There's nothing you can do about it.
So, I'm not.
So it's there.
I know you're not.
I haven't had a three-way yet.
So my other dumb question.
Just want to point it out there to all those
people.
So
tell us who's the worst girl you ever fucked.
Uh huh.
And all right, drop some names. Who's the ones you look forward to? If there's a girl, you know, give us the list of. And there's no priority here, but just some. Drop some names that you get the call from Mo as he's doing a shoot, and he says you get to work with so and so today.
You know, some of the one and like.
Through the years, too, that aren't even around even. Like,
oh, okay. Well, like Debbie Diamond was one of my first, was fucking insane.
I met her.
I've heard that from a lot of guys.
She used to host on Playboy
Yes.
Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I met her. She used to be with Christy Canyon.
Yes.
Yes, I love Debbie. Sweetheart.
Yeah, no, great. And like, she had taken a break and had just come back, and I was shooting for her for Jim Powers, and it was one of those, like, she was seducing me and just went off the wall.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this was so much fun.
Yeah. Who else?
And then, I mean, recently, Cleo Valentine, she and I got to have a lot of fun, even at 2 o'clock in the morning in the freezing cold outside up against a steel shipping container. We're still like, we don't care. This is happening.
What? It's like, where else would you be?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, most of the girls I've gotten to work with have all been amazing and so much fun. And I always try and make sure they have just as much fun as I do. Cause
so my other dumb question is, how often do you have actually do a scene? Because this is the part I make a joke about all the time. In a bed, as opposed to a couch, a steel container, a floor. Because it seems like most porn is never in a bed.
Right. Yeah, it's probably about 1 in 5.
Yeah. And would you say most of the time is a couch?
The couch is probably 2 out of 5, and then the other
is random
two are just like the random situation that's supposed to be that like heat of the moment. It happened in like, if this was real world and this was going to happen, like we're going to go now and the hood of the car in the middle of the parking lot or
in the bathroom at McDonald's.
So what girl out there right now, if I called and said, "Hey Ryan, I'm booking you for a job. It's going to be with this girl." What girl would get me a hug? What one would you go, "Really?" and give me a hug and go, "Mo, you're awesome."
We'll make it happen.
Because I'll make it happen. I just know people. Hug. We know people. I want to feel love.
Exactly.
Actually, don't hug me. I don't like being touched.
I would give you a hug for anybody. Aww.
Oh, come on. Give us a name.
I mean,
only 3 people listen to this show. Come on.
And you're going to be one of them. So yeah, welcome. Right? No, you're obligated. You have to listen to the show.
Cause drop a name. Because I got Cleo and...
Let's drop. What if we drop some names and you give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Okay.
And nobody will know.
Okay.
And we'll just.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll respond accordingly.
Okay. We won't put you on the spot anymore. One of the things I did want to talk about is the onset issues. Everybody, again, it's everybody thinks that this is such an easy thing. What do? You show up and you have sex with girls.
Right.
It never works like that.
No.
Most of the time it does. Luckily on sets I rarely run across too much. But issues that we come across, wood problems.
Right.
For those people that don't know what that is, that's wherein, you know, Mr. Happy doesn't work so well. Looks at the vagina and says, "I want it, but there's too many people watching. I don't feel like doing this." Difficult partners.
Mm-hmm.
They may be hot. Sometimes they're bitches.
Right.
They may be hot. Sometimes the hygiene may not be the best thing.
Right.
You know, anal. Every guy wants to fuck a girl in the ass. Until there's shit on his dick, you know. So we have all these things. What are some of the bad things about your job?
I was gonna say, tell us some war stories.
You know, that's where I'm gonna go. Yeah.
Some war stories. I mean, like most of my war stories have just been like the actual conditions that we were in, like 4 o'clock in the morning, 17 degrees, where it's supposed to be the summer camp setting. So trying to make it look warm. The freezing marble bathtub with cold water because there's no running heat or gas in the house. Supposed to be the hot, sexy, sensual bathtub blowjob. Like, just don't have goosebumps or blue lips. I mean, there is the frost queen that just has no chemistry with anything, and you'd be better off. Fucking
what was
the
her
pillow.
Name?
Uh huh. So I mean,
you're
like,
talking about my sister.
You do have some of that, but I mean, no, it's never necessarily the easiest. It's not the kind of sex that you have in your personal life and you want to have, but. Mm. I mean, it's still sex with somebody, so if you can find the one thing, it makes it that much easier, which is why I don't necessarily have, like, war stories. Like, I've had wood issues on times where I've been exhausted and been standing up for 16 hours doing, like, a different set or doing the dialogue and trying to be positioned in, like, wedged in where, like, physically the blood is being cut off. The worst is when a girl, like, sneaks in some sort of numbing cream.
Mm.
Because she's worked a little too much.
Ah.
So she's a little sore, so she hears these stories about using Anilese or Ambisol to kind of like help numb it and makes it easier. And the only problem is that works as a two-way street. So then I go in and like there's been a couple times and I can now catch it real quick where it's like I go in, I lose feeling, my dick's limp. I go to the sink, I wash it off, I come back in, hard as a rock, go in. 2 seconds later, it's off. I'm just like, son of a motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Exactly what this is. And just kind of look at the director. I'm like, this is exactly how this is going to go.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of like disgusting things, I mean, my previous life, I lived on a remote island in the Florida Keys, and I lived in a tent, so there wasn't a lot of hygiene,
there.
And I can handle anything. I know human anatomy. It doesn't bother me. I look out for the girl, and I try and be respectful of that. I'm like, I'm not going to freak her out. Be like, you're bleeding all over me. Or, I'll kind of be discreet and like, you may want to go, like, for the camera.
Yeah, you're amazing.
For the camera, as you can see, I'm still hard. I'm still having fun. Exactly. But you may want to go.
Have you ever walked off a set from like just maybe the conditions were like rad or it was really badly run and you just like, this is just bullshit. Why am I here? And like
the girl was a little too much.
A diva?
Yeah.
Just annoying as fuck. They're all annoying.
I can handle annoying and dumb to an extent, but like belittling or just
that bullshit.
That much of a diva. It's like, no, I'm going to take a break. Or if it's like, there was one set that the chemistry was so off and mixed match that we were actually hurting each other because everything was just the rhythm was off by that much. So like I took a minute. Under the guise of a different issue, I faked that they came down a little too hard on my dick in the wrong angle and it snapped.
Yeah.
So.
No, because like,
I'm gonna go calm down.
Because I find all the girls annoy me, but I always tell people like I just love to hate them and hate to love them, so it's a love hate thing.
Yeah. There was one set years ago that like I got to and I was like, I'm not feeling it. This isn't comfortable. This isn't right. It wasn't for me. It was a little too much of a shit show. And I was like, I'm gonna cancel now because.
Now, there's always what happens in real life isn't what happens in porn and vice versa. So the positions that you have in porn are meant to be seen. Everybody's be able to, you know, we're filming this. We have to be able to see it.
Right.
Does it make it less fun?
Sometimes.
Where you're going through, you're fucking a hot chick, and then all of a sudden it's, we need you in this position, where you're just like, wow, this was fun a minute ago. I don't even care anymore. I just
like it was so let's just get good, this done. And it was rubbing all of the right spots for both of us. And now I can see you wincing in pain as I'm poking your kidney. just like and get that like wince every time. Like, yeah, this is so much fun. Or it's like we're bending so much. I'm like, I'm not huge. I mean, obviously, I'm big enough for porn, but I'm not huge. And sometimes I think a lot of the girls kind of forget that. So they do the extra accented, like, because we're going to show it, like, go up really high before coming back down on a cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. And I curve just enough that, like, it can catch. It has caught. There's been a couple times that, like, I've come back or they've come back down, but I'm not in them. I'm against their tailbone. And
just gonna hold tight.
Exactly. So that's one of those
studio
ones
where audience starts wincing.
No. So yeah. So when half of your focus is on the actual, please don't break my penis. Not vagina.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of like okay, keep open, keep out of the shadows. And if anybody ever like wants to question, it's like, think about how you have doggy, and then look at the guy having doggy in that video, and notice how he's only got one hand on her hip, and the other one somewhere else, or it's some weird crisscross action going on, and he's like leaning back. You just don't see him because it's like it doesn't show anything unless you're doing the porn positioning for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was look at it and go, wow, that looks like fun. That's not how. Oh wait. Oh look, cowgirl. Yeah, that's how I have sex.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play the starfish, and the girl can go on top. And ta-da! That's my life. That's my favorite position. I see what you guys do, and I just go.
Reverse cowgirl. Everybody has that in their personal life every time.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have that at home because she hates it so much. she's like, that's not even a real position. No, I have to say, after I started doing, and I haven't done one in a couple years, but after I started doing POV BJ scenes is where I had a whole lot more respect for male talent. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was lay there, hold a camera, and get blown. But even that, focusing on everything else, that helps. Focusing on what it looks like, the sound, all those kind of things helps delay things, helps keep you, you know, you're not just sitting there going, right. I'm getting my dick sucked. But it is still hard to go through and go, this is my job.
Is using the word hard a pun?
It is not.
Sometimes, because sometimes, and I'll give it, like, there's some girls, and it's so funny because, okay, so in just about every scene, set, whatever production company work for, you do the still photos separate from the actual video production. So it's not just screen grabs. Which is why if anybody ever compares the two, they'll notice there's a lot of differences. But like in the still photos, the girl is giving a legit real blowjob using tongue and everything, and it's like, oh, okay, this is gonna be awesome. And then we get to the video and it's just a hollow empty tube that my dick is going into. Yeah. But she knows how to work the camera, so it definitely looks like a lot is happening, but you're like, what happened? An hour ago, this was awesome. Now this is, but I can't do anything because whatever, we got four more minutes and then we're going to move on to sex, and at least it'll be Indian and we'll be able to play with that again.
Have you ever had a scene where you just kind of had to, like, where they, like, all of a sudden they take, you know, cut because they're moving a camera or something, and you kind of just go to the girl, can you pick this up? Can you work a little harder here? Like, you ever have to help a girl along because they're just not, because I meet a lot of girls who, you know, I've been doing porn now for a year, I know everything about sex. You're like, no, you don't. You're 18 or 19 years old. You know nothing about sex.
Every now and then I've...
Have you had, like, basically educate a few girls?
There's a couple. I'll kind of, like, position a little more. Yeah. I'll ask, like, so what really works for you? Or, like, I want to make sure I'm not hurting you, or is there anything that you really like? And kind of, like, try and find that to connect with her a little more in those situations. But or it's kind of like while they're resetting, even though we're still in position, just kind of keep going, but I'll subtly change my rhythm positioning or whatever just to kind of see if I can elicit a little response out of her, and they go, okay, that's good, so we can do that, and I can try and hold on to that and keep that for with the new camera roll.
I always find that it was, when I was working with women that were older, it was fun. Older women know how to suck a dick. They know what they're doing. They're confident with their bodies. I worked
with
a girl.
This is over 60?
Yeah, no, closer to my age. I guess it's funny. It's like I always go with the MILFs and cougars
it's very skewed, yeah. MILF and porn is 20.
So really, when I'm working with women that are my age. But no, one time it frightened me a little bit that I was with a girl who was, she was brand new to porn. She was like 18 and 3 months. I mean, like she had been 18 all of, 12 weeks. She goes through and she does a BJ scene where I'm like, where the fuck did you learn that? I mean, like, have you been sucking dick for the past 10 years? Because she's, like, doing as well as somebody who's been doing it their entire life.
Right. And
for all I know, maybe she had been. But it was one of those things of, do you run across women that...
And she said, her response usually is, I learned it from my uncle.
Yeah, exactly. I learned it by watching him. Do you ever run across women that surprise you, either that you would expect it would be better, or girls that you go, she'll be fine. Oh my God, she rocked my world. Do you ever get...
Yeah,
no, away.
Like, get your mind constantly surprised. Where there's the ones that, like, you've idolized and been a fan of forever, and finally get to work with, and it's like the Frosty Queen with no chemistry. And it's like, how do you have a job, and how do you like doing? Like, how do you work here if you hate sex this much?
Exactly.
Like, I can tell. Like, this isn't just like, oh, you don't like me. This is, you just hate sex.
I know those girls.
Yeah, and then there's others. There was one girl, and I feel so bad that I just spaced her name. But she lost her virginity on camera like the week before I shot her, or shot with her.
No way.
And
wow.
Yeah, so when I went in, and she was staying with the producer that was producing the stuff for Naughty America at the time.
Wink, wink.
And so she had, like, her model house there. Like, the girl had only shot the one scene or maybe two, but, like, hadn't really done anything. So she's like, okay, so just so you know, we want you to, like heads up. She just lost her virginity last week. She just shot, like, one scene. It was like, okay, so I'm going to be carrying this a little bit more, like, make it look like she's doing a little bit more. The girl just, like, I sat there and I was like, you have to be bullshitting the fact that you just lost your, like, that straight off bat.
Yeah, I was thinking you were probably like, was she wear, like, had training wheels on the side of her, like, to get through. Yes. Yeah, no, but I think I have to say, though, like, young girls these days get a better sex education and are more advanced, an 18-year-old, than when I was 18.
I mean, some, because there's definitely some that their experience is watching porn. So they know porn, and they think that's
how to have sex. I know, it's the biggest complaint I have all the time.
Yeah, you know,
when you learn how to have sex by watching porn, I go, that's not the best way.
I mean,
it shouldn't be the only way.
We see it a lot where you go through and you go, okay, where did this girl learn this? And you can tell that some of these girls have been seeing a lot of porn and they're training. I'm going to become a porn star, so what am I going to do? I'm going to go on the Tube site and I'm going to watch everything.
Exactly.
Nice. So, okay. So, Ryan, is there anything out there, one encouraging thing and one discouraging thing about guys who want to do your job?
Yes, because you know what? I get emails, weird emails to that come to Bobby and to Audrey and everybody, basically. And these guys go like, I want to get into porn. How do I get into porn? I want to be a porn star. And I never respond to them. Because
so not how, not how, but what is one encouraging thing? What's a good thing about your job and what's a bad thing about your
job?
The
good, the bad, and the ugly.
I mean, I love my job. I haven't had a day that I've shown up to work or like gotten called into work and been like, ugh, I have to go to work today.
Even with Mo?
Like, wow. Even with Mo. You know, even like the set that I left, like part of the reason I left that one set was because I was also feeling a little sick and it was a 50 guy cream pie gangbang.
I was feel like, sick too.
I'm feeling a little nauseous about that.
I was just like,
wait, were all the guys coming inside the girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I could. You want to be number one. Yeah. Hell, you want to be in the top 10. Once you're at like number 47, that's just, you even get close to sticking your dick in there, it's just like, oh, God.
And I mean, and that's one of those days that it's like.
Wait a second. Was this the one where everybody wore t-shirts?
Yeah. So yeah, there's a picture of me in the t-shirt, but I'm not actually in the video.
Was that Jennifer? Who was the girl that was in that?
It was Amber Rain.
Amber Rain.
And I love Amber, which is why I was like, she's a great girl. I will go. And
no, she's awesome. No, she was on my first scenes,
which is why I was like, I'll absolutely go and do this. And it was like, okay, there's really a lot going on here. They're trying to hurt. And most of the guys that were there were not, I mean, they were all tested talent, but they're not regular working talent that you see anywhere else. So,
right.
Like, there were a couple of them, but then it was whoever they could get in. So I was like, I can feel I have a cold coming on, so it's going to take me even longer. And I know that the herding of the cats in this place is not going to work. So that was where I was like, all right, I got to go. But
so it's the 49 guy.
But yeah, so.
He left his at the doorstep. It's in a cup.
I mean. Just pour it in. Here you go. I love my job and I love what I get to do. It's what I want to do. It's what I get to do. So I'm always like honored and happy whenever I do get that phone call that says, hey, are you available this day or can you come into set right now? Either one.
That like, college education's paying off.
All of that.
He drives a very nice car. So but he's not too hard on the eyes.
All that education and playing video games.
Well, I mean, I never actually graduated. I mean, I gave college like 7 shots, but we all have our strengths.
He gave it the old college try.
your seven best shots you gave to college.
What did I learn? Sex was where it was at. Anyway, so
how much longer do you have in you?
I mean,
how old are you? Like 48?
Like 49 going on 62.
How old are you really? Are you 20? 30?
I am 33.
I hate him.
Okay, so I'm 39 and I know how my sex drive plummeted at 37. So how much longer do you have? I think you have in you.
I mean, when I got in, I didn't think I was going to last longer than one scene. So okay. I figured it was going to be like a one-time shot. We'll see if it happens. It didn't take off. Oh, okay. Well, I got booked for a couple more. So I kept going. Things kept picking up, and I was like, okay, well, I always plan on, like, it's probably not going to go beyond next month. So I originally even said, and I think I even quoted an ex-girlfriend or something, I was just like, no, I'll probably retire when I'm 30 because that'll be a good time, like, whatever. But business only picked up since 30. Mm-hmm. 30 was when I started shooting a lot of the Superman stuff. So it's like, one, I'm getting more challenging stuff with scripts. Like, I do get to play around a lot with that. Plus, I'm now working with all the girls that I've fantasized about and everybody that I enjoy working with. So the sets are a lot, like they're always more and more fun every time I show up. I think that
it's just getting better right now. You haven't even peaked yet.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'll hang on for as long as I can. The moment that I don't make in 1 month what my bills are is when I'll probably go, okay, it's time to dip out. Like before I'm that guy that's hanging around like Matthew McConaughey, just hanging out like, who's going to, I promise I'll do anything you want. Like, no, she get out while I'm not.
Yeah.
Damn. I should have gotten out a while ago.
Because it's like, I'm still having fun. Like if I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be here. I would have retired 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Nice.
And been like, it's time to go. So as long as, As long as they'll have me here, I'm here.
Well, it's always truly a pleasure to, and in all honesty, it's always great to have you on set. You're a great guy to have on set. You're easy to deal with. You do your job. And ultimately for me, that's my big thing is as long as I get along with you and you do your job,
right,
and that makes my life easier, then hey.
Does Mo do his job? Because I don't think so.
Mo is really good at doing his job. Oh,
has he ever yelled at you?
He's scolded me a couple times.
I've never scolded you.
My shoes.
Oh.
Not bringing one little thing. He was like, nope, it was in your wardrobe list. You did not bring a tie. And I was like, okay, that's true.
Wow.
Because most of the time, and I'll admit, 90% of the time I show up to set and I'm wearing what I walked into set with. Mm. So it's like I could put just a puppy in the bag with some dog food and probably be totally fine. Be like, well, what did you bring today for wardrobe? Be like, I brought a puppy.
Oh, okay, we're ready.
And then like, so in a little bit, like in a lot of times when Mo sends me the wardrobe, it's like bring casual t-shirt, jeans, gym clothes, suit, tie.
This is what the director is requesting, yeah, not mine.
Like, no, I know. It's like, bring everything. And then I bring everything and it's like, this looks good. So it's like, so I think like even that day was like, they're not going to put me in a tie, so it'll be fine without the tie. And he was like, where's your tie? Why are you wearing a tie? And it's like, really? Your gym shoes have, and the only reason I had my gym shoes was because I had my gym clothes to go to the gym after. So all of it had the logoed stuff on it. And it was like, he was like, go to Old Navy. They have gym shoes with no logos on them. I will give you a bump and pay or whatever.
This was one of my best ones ever. Was where I get everybody, it's bring clothes that don't have logos on them.
Right.
I buy cheap clothes. My clothing does not have logos. I buy polo shirts that have no logo. This is my shoes have no logo. This is the world. You can go get this stuff. Target has amazing stuff.
I hate logos.
For cheap.
This is Target. Like most of my clothing is cheap, no logo stuff. So and it's cheap because lube doesn't come out of anything.
Thank you. So what I told him was, go to Old Navy, buy some shoes. I will give you $1 onto every single one of your checks. And at the end of the year, you will have paid your $20 shoes off. I will give you that extra money if you'll just go and do it. I'll take it out of my own pocket. Here's $1. Every time I see you, I'll give you $1. And so far, I've not seen these shoes. So,
well, I actually went, and the only pair of gym shoes that Old Navy had were the ones on the mannequin physically there. And they were way too small for me to begin with. But it was like,
oh, he's bragging now.
No, I'm not bragging. They were like a size 4 on the mannequin, and I'm a 12. So it wasn't like, we could push it with the 10 or whatever. But like, and I asked, I was like, do you have any more of the gym shoes? They're like, oh no, we're out right now. So I have to go back to it.
Now he has to go back, and I'll have to toss more money in his direction.
No. So it's fine. But yeah, because like all of my clothing, I have some expensive clothing I don't bring to set. But like, if I bring it to set, I assume I'm going to shoot probably a scene in that clothing, which also means that if the girl needs to use lube, like I said, the lube doesn't come out for anything.
So maybe
like,
if you did your job better, she wouldn't have to have used
the lube. Maybe if it wasn't anal.
Oh! Well, Ryan, on that note, thank you so much for coming down and doing an episode and being the first male talent to actually come out and talk about the life of being a, you know, world-famous porn star. So, Ryan, where can all your friends
Is that your license plate says in your car? Porn star.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
No, it says Triller. Triller, come on.
Does it? Oh, does it? I haven't looked. No. I'm like, oh shit, I would laugh.
No.
Okay, so besides your license plate, where can your fans find you out there on the interwebs?
You can find me on the interwebs at, I'm Ryan Driller at Twitter and Instagram. Keep it simple.
He's a huge social media whore.
Huge.
There was a period of time where he didn't tweet or do anything, and then he came back and like sucked back into the world of social media.
I deleted it for a while because it was frustrating, and then I brought it back, and I still barely tweet. My
he loves it.
Loves that.
He loves, and his publicist is going to say, "Good job for doing a show. You're going to tweet about that." Yeah. Mr. Avery, where can people find your tweets?
At Julieland or at. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I have like 50 of them, and I never mind. I'm going to take up all your time.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. You can find me on Twitter. It is at Mo Triple X, or Mox, as some people like to call me.
It's Mokes.
Mokes. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.